previously on Grey's Anatomy.
It was amazing.
Meredith won't be the show anymore. She's out of my life.
Goodbye, Derek.
You can start thinking about moving in with me.
She's cute and she likes you. You shouldn't let a little sip get in the way.
I like you, Olivia. I just don't like you enough.
Do you feel like doing it now?
You're married?
I'm pregnant, you blind moron.
How much sodium did you give her?
500 cc over 4 hours.
Why didn't you do a follow-up? I gave you one thing to do.
I have a lot to teach, if you want to learn. So when you decide how important it is for you to hate me, let me know.
Dory Russell, she's giving birth to twins. We're going to need all the hands we can get.
40 years ago, the Beatles asked the world a simple question. They wanted to know where all the lonely people came from. My latest theory is that a great many of the lonely people come from hospitals. More precisely, the surgical wing of hospitals.
I have the best clinch, Lucy. She just smiled at me.
She's 9 hours old, John.
I'm saying, there are 5 babies here, and clearly, mine is the advanced one.
Charlotte's smart. She's got wrinkles on her forehead. Very serious.
Okay. A, this is not a competition. And B, my quint kicks your quint's asses. Emily's strong. She won't let go of my finger.
Hey, Julie has her organs on the outside of her body, and she's still alive, thank you.
Kate's the best one. Izzy.
Leave.
Can we please just talk?
You're too busy screwing nurses to talk. Just get out.
Can someone make sure that Kate's vitals remain stable?
I will. He is unbelievable. I am so glad I never slept with him, which is his loss, because I'm really good in bed. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowingly good in bed.
Are you trying to seduce us?
And then he sleeps with Olivia instead of me. Olivia.
Hey, I slept with Olivia.
Yeah, well, then you both have bad taste.
You know, you can't say that you weren't warned. Alex has always been Alex.
You dodged a bullet, Iz. You're better off without him.
Why are you even surprised? Sleep with a snake, you got bit.
Thanks, guys, for the support.
Was on call tonight.
I am.
All right, the rest of you go home. Sleep. All 5 quints are still alive. It's a good day.
As surgeons, we ignore our own needs so we can meet our patients' needs. We ignore our friends and families so we can save other people's friends and families. Which means that at the end of the day, all we really have is ourselves. And nothing in this world can make you feel more alone than that.
I made breakfast.
I don't have time for breakfast. I've got to round before everyone else does if I want to get the good cases. You know that.
Right. Well, coffee? Bye.
So I was thinking you could maybe go to Joe's later, just talk by yourself.
Someone knows.
I'm ready to be the one to move.
Because you live in glorified camping.
Well, 40 acres is some of the most beautiful land in Seattle.
I did not give up Central Park brownstone to come live in the forest.
Addie, our house in the Hamptons had trees. You didn't mind those trees, did you?
They were the Hamptons.
Why are you pointing at me like that?
Don't.
I'm
sorry.
Off.
What were you saying?
Oh, nothing.
Decent food.
You really should eat breakfast.
God, you sound like Burke. Well, sometimes I think we'd be better off with dogs.
Reach into the choir. I'm over, men.
Real nice. You know, dog is not a replacement for a human being. You guys better wake her. Bailey catches him sleeping. She's dead.
Izzy.
I mean, what?
Hal hath no fury like a girl whose non-boyfriend screws a nurse.
Bitch.
I like you bitter and pissed off. You're almost like a normal person now.
Hey, what do we got?
Carl Murphy, 52, multiple skin melanomas. Underwent reconstructive surgery to his nose, right ear, as well as a skin graft of the left index finger.
How's the capillary refill?
It's slow, about 4 seconds.
All right, what do you recommend to get that blood moving again, Dr. O'Malley?
At this stage, our best option is probably a biotherapeutic agent.
What is that?
We put leeches on your face.
Leeches? You don't say.
They secrete blood thinners that help break up pooled blood so it can be evacuated. It's sort of like a big drain. Look, if this makes you uncomfortable...
No. I've been a hiker for 40 years, almost 40 years, yeah. And Mother Nature hasn't come up with anything yet I haven't found a reason to love.
Look, you're a big outdoorsman.
How do you think I got all these melanomas in the first place?
Oh, Dr. Shepard, you're in early if you'd like us to come back.
No, go ahead.
Robert Martin, 45, collapsed and hit his head, which caused a small subdural hemorrhage.
That was the problem.
Mr. Martin was found to have a Rathke's cleft cyst on his pituitary, and surgery was postponed when...
When I told a nurse...
Olivia.
When I told a nurse to administer an incorrect dosage of hypertonic saline...
Essentially dehydrating Mr. Martin's brain.
He still has a chance he could wake up and be fine.
There's a chance.
I know I screwed up. Just put me back on this case, please.
There's not much of a case left here, Dr. Krebs. You saw that. You want back on?
Be my guest.
Mom and Dad are anxious for an update. Dr. Yang?
We've done the initial surgery on Julie's omphalocele. Primary closure was attempted, but there was pulmonary compromise, so we couldn't continue.
Yang, how about we do this in plain English?
We operated on Julie's external sac of organs, and we pushed in as much of the bowel as we could, and we think we can push in the rest with a second operation.
She has to have a second operation?
Yeah. Well, not for a few days.
Dr. O'Malley?
We put in Lucy's brain shunt yesterday, and she's doing very well. But we just have to keep monitoring her to make sure that the spinal fluid doesn't back up.
Stevens?
Dr. Burke used a catheter to open Emily's atrial septum last night. Today we're going to go in and try to reconstruct the left chamber of her heart. We're very hopeful.
Dr. Gray?
Charlotte's lungs were a little more underdeveloped than the rest of the Quints, so we put a special mask on her to help her breathe, and we're monitoring her closely.
And that just leaves Kate.
She seems to be pretty healthy. No major issues have been identified, but we're going to keep her in the isolate until she makes it to 4 pounds.
You hear that, honey? Kate's doing really well.
I'll be in my room.
Dr. Shepard.
She's just had 5 babies. Her hormones are all over the place. So it's got to give her some time.
Gray, keep an eye on the mother of the Quints. Make sure her hormones don't get the best of her.
I can look out for Dory.
No, you have Emily's heart surgery with Dr. Burke.
But I have a relationship with the mother.
Why are you arguing with me?
Because I don't understand why I'm being pushed off of the case.
Hey, Stevens, I don't know what you're so angry about, but I don't care, and you better keep it to yourself. On top of every other patient we have under our care, we have Quints to worry about, understood? Look, these are preemies, people. They were supposed to have spent another 8 weeks in the womb. Just like interns, they're not ready for the real world. Oh, it's the pit. Yang, come with me.
Constance Ferguson, 40. Inmate at Henderson. Swallowed a razor blade.
Let's have a suicide.
Attempted field trip. Works, too.
What do you mean, field trip?
Says on the chart she was in solitary. This is her way out.
Oh, is she crazy?
I mean, if you call a murderer crazy.
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
Ms. Ferguson, are you experiencing any discomfort?
You mean apart from these snazzy handcuffs you got pinching my wrist? Did you at least put tape on the blade? I'm not an idiot. You swallowed a razor blade. So you're not going to tell me what hurts? What, and shorten my vacation?
Hey, since you're just standing around, why don't you get me some chocolate pudding? Make the blade go down smoother.
Yeah, and get an x-ray. Make it portable. Prisoners, we have to minimize flight risk.
Okay, but... I'm supposed to check on Julie. I thought you said we're supposed to keep a close eye on the Quints.
Julie's my Quint, too. I got that covered. You do this.
Are you sure you can't do it?
I can. I choose not to.
Come on, baby. I'm not going to hurt you. I only murdered 3 people, and none of them were doctors.
Olivia?
Dr. O'Malley?
How are the leeches doing?
They're not. Still can't get them to bite.
With all this blood, you'd think it'd be a no-brainer for a leech.
Sometimes they get a little anxious. Bright lights, thunderstorms, you know.
Oh!
Nervous handlers?
I'm sorry, I should be better at this. I still got a little squeamish for leeches.
That's not what I have heard.
Dr. O'Malley can take over from here.
Whoa, what was that all about?
Nothing. There we are. He's in.
I had no idea that you and Alex were a couple. It's just, I was having a bad day, and it was good to have someone. And to talk to, I mean, not good to. Alex really is good. I mean, he's good in the way he's a good person, good. Not the other kind of good. You know, good in bed, good. Which he is, as I'm sure you know. But, okay, well, bye.
Temperature spikes?
No fever. Vitals are stable.
Good. That's very good. Go ahead after you.
Thanks. So you're giving up the trailer?
So I'm not giving up the trailer. Was Addison telling people that I'm giving up the trailer?
It's just funny. I just would never have pegged you for that guy.
What guy?
You know, the marble bath, private pool, gated community guy.
Don't peg me. I'm not peggable.
You're pegged. Deal with it.
BP flow, she's tachycardic.
That's
dropping on high flow O2.
No breathing sounds on the right side.
Your lung is collapsed.
Should I call the other Dr. Shepherd?
It's on. Here, stick this between her second and third rib. Do not go too deep. You're going to hear a small gush of air.
I heard it.
Nice job.
Thank you.
I'm not giving up the trailer.
Whatever you say, Dr. Shepherd.
Her lung collapse?
And I know it sounds scary, but it's really not that uncommon in a preemie this size. So we've inserted a tube into Charlotte's chest, and that will help her breathe until her lung can stay up on its own. Mrs. Russell, she really is doing fine now.
That's me. I gotta go. My mom can only handle the triplets for half a day. She's 74, so. I'll call you as soon as I get home, okay? I love you. Could you...
I'll keep an eye on her.
Thank you.
Dory, this isn't your fault. You can't blame yourself for this.
I've got one baby who can barely breathe and one with half a heart. Two of the others are... If I'd have listened to the doctors, I could have had three healthy girls instead of four who might not live until tomorrow. It was my decision. Tom agreed with the doctors, so really, Dr. Gray, who else should I blame?
First step in the Norwood is the cardiopulmonary bypass.
With HLHS, what else do you give besides hyperplasia of the ventricle?
Stenosis or atresia of the mitral and aortic valves.
Why are we using the RVPA conduit instead of the modified Blalock tosic shunt?
It limits diastolic runoff.
Well, you've done your homework.
I was on call last night. I study when I'm on call.
Well, no matter what the books say, I guarantee you, you have never seen a heart this small.
But I have.
How you doing, you? You know, I'm having a baby, too. Yes, I am. A little boy. Maybe you can meet him someday. How's that sound? Does that sound good? We could... Pregnancy has not made me soft. I haven't gone soft. I don't do soft.
Of course not. You were just talking to a patient.
What's this? The inmate's x-rays?
That foolish, foolish woman. She swallowed 4 razor blades.
Keep it down, please.
I'm starving.
Your NPO, no food allowed.
Come on, April, baby, don't go for him. He's such an idiot. I didn't come here to starve to death. I want mint chocolate chip ice cream. Mint, okay? Not Rocky Road. You better not give me that Rocky Road. It sucks. Oh, thank God, Mama Bear, help me out here, okay? I'm starving.
Don't give her anything.
See, right there, you're an official violation of the 8th Amendment.
You can't eat anything because you're about to undergo major surgery.
What? What's she talking about?
You're at risk for a perforated intestine and half a dozen kinds of infection. We need to operate right away.
I don't need an operation. I taped up the blade like I always do. It passes the next day. What's the big deal?
You swallowed 4 blades this time. That's the big deal.
I thought it would buy me an extra day. Is this... operation have a nice long recovery time?
You realize this is major surgery? It's dangerous and you could die.
Mint chocolate chip. I want at least a gallon if you ghouls are done splitting me open.
What exactly is it that we're doing?
We're visiting. We've thrown all this medical talk at you and outlined all these worst-case scenarios, which has probably scared you half to death. The one thing we haven't done is actually giving you a chance to be with your daughters.
Well, how's that going to help? If I've learned anything in these past few days, it's that I need to face reality.
Here's Kate. You can reach in and touch her if you like.
I would like to very much.
Dr. Gray, Charlotte's not breathing.
Paige Addison Shepherd, she's in the OR.
We didn't see this on the echo.
You can never get an exact measurement.
What?
The baby's aorta is narrower than we thought. The diameter is only 1 millimeter. Just not getting enough blood flow. I wanted you to see this before I started closing up.
You're closing up? You didn't do anything.
Dr. Stevens.
No, we barely started.
Dr. Burke has done as much as he can do for now, so unless you know how to do a first stage Norwood, he's going to close this baby's chest.
You okay?
I'm fine. May I go?
Yes.
What happened?
She had an apneic episode. She's still not breathing on her own.
Let's intubate and give her surfactant. Push 0.1 atropine, 3 milligrams of ketamine.
Mezzarin.
2. Okay. Place the CO2 detector.
She was doing fine with the chest tube.
The thing with RDS cases is when you think the baby's getting better, it'll slip right back.
That sounds equal. Good.
This is Russell.
Unbelievable. Who would do this to themselves?
The woman wasn't just in prison, Yang. She was in solitary.
Well, she was seriously deranged.
You try spending a month locked in a room with no windows, no one to talk to, 23 hours a day. See how deranged she is then.
Dr. Bailey, she's a murderer.
I didn't say she wasn't. 1, 2, 3. I said, try having no one to make your snarky comments to for a solid month. My guess is you'd swallow the entire razor.
How are they treating you, Mr. Murphy?
Oh, I've done worse for company.
Oh, they're definitely filling up. Tissue is getting nice and
Hank.
You make up with that cute little girlfriend of yours yet?
Olivia's hardly my girlfriend.
Is she okay?
She?
Yeah. Isabella. And this one here on my finger? That's Darcy. And that little guy on my nose? Named O'Malley. That's right. I named him after you. You're the one that got him to bite.
Isabella's fine. She's just full.
Wait. What are you going to do with her?
She's done her job. We don't really have any more use for her, except as medical waste.
No. I'd like to keep her. If I could.
Crazy nature, man. You want to take a leech home as a pet? It's fine.
You had no right to speak to me that way in front of a patient.
Yeah? Well, you hurt my friend.
I had no idea Alex was seeing Izzy. That's not what you're upset about.
You have no idea why I'm upset. Besides, you know what I understand is why Alex? And why again?
People get lonely, George.
Hi, Mr. Russell. It's Meredith Gray calling. I was wondering if there was any chance maybe you could bring your boys by to visit their mom. I think she could use the company. Oh, the flu. No, definitely don't bring them. Thank you, you too. You've been lying low.
Well, nobody's talking to me, so it makes it kind of easy, right?
I'm talking to you in short monosyllabic sentences laced with disdain and contempt.
So what, according to girl rules, now you all hate me?
I don't hate you. My mother hadn't gotten Alzheimer's, I'd probably be you.
Oh, really?
Really. Before she got sick, I finished college, but I was partying way too much, staying out way too late to keep a job. I was born at family reunions everybody was embarrassed to talk about.
So that's what you think of me.
Are you okay?
I almost killed a guy yesterday.
Mr. Martin.
So I'm just trying to find anything I can to help him.
Okay, well, what are we looking for?
Anything on Central Pontine, my little license.
Unbelievable.
Izzy. Izzy, come on.
Come on.
Come on. You're fraternizing with the enemy, and you tell me to come on. Alex and I are sort of friends.
Since when? Since when are you and Alex friends? You tell me to cut my losses, that I'm better off without him, and as soon as I turn my back...
Izzy, you're making way too big a deal out of it.
Right, of course, because I'm the unreasonable one. You know what, Meredith? Do whatever you want. Sleep with the guy for all I care.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to sleep with him, Izzy.
Why not? You slept with everyone else.
Your surgery went smoothly. You'll have some abdominal pain for a day or two.
Just a day or two?
We'll watch you until your bowels start moving again. The average is about 36 hours.
36? 4 razor blades and that's all you can give me? Come on, Sugar Plum, I thought we were having fun. Don't leave.
What?
Just maybe a little conversation. I mean, they got me in here all by myself. I thought I'd have a roommate, somebody to talk to.
Okay. Why'd you kill 3 people?
Start off a little small talk, why don't you? I was high.
Meth.
And I had this boyfriend who had this robbery all planned out. He said that he would leave me if I didn't help him. Things got out of control. He was gonna leave me. He was all I had. I would have been all alone.
Clearly, being alone has its benefits.
You paged me?
Another leech fell off, and I can't get the new one to bite. I'm sorry, they just really freaked me out.
I'm a surgeon, Olivia.
You're an intern, George.
You know what time it is?
Time for you two kids to kiss and make up. That's what time it is.
Hey, Mr. Murphy, we are not a couple.
Oh, you can't pull much over on me. Now, I say there's something between the two of you.
You're right, Mr. Murphy. There was.
Olivia, this isn't the time, and this really isn't the place.
He broke up with me for this girl who doesn't even know he's alive.
She does so know I'm alive.
Listen to me, George. You, Meredith Gray, never gonna happen.
Why would you even think it's Meredith?
Anyone who's paying the slightest bit of attention knows how you feel about Meredith. Except Meredith, which should tell you something, shouldn't it? Sorry, Mr. Murphy.
She gave me syphilis.
Remember what you did to me when I was an intern?
How could I forget? You didn't speak to me for almost a year. But you learned.
Yeah, well, I think I gotta do that to Izzy Stevens.
Well, she's smart, hardworking. Gets a little too involved with her patients. A lot like you.
I know. It took me a long time to recover from that, Richard.
But it made you a better surgeon, Addison. The question is she talented enough to make the lesson worth it?
She's the best I've seen in years. I was hoping that we could...
You're not here to make friends, Addison. You're here to make better surgeons. And being a teacher can be a lonely business.
I'm telling you, Meredith was all over him.
Seriously?
She was all over him? What, like mounting him with all the babies watching? Seriously?
Well, she would have been if I hadn't interrupted.
She was talking to him.
You don't talk to bastards who cheat on their girlfriends, George. That's the rule.
You weren't officially his girlfriend.
That's not the point.
It is kind of the point. You don't see me getting all emotional over people I'm not dating.
Really? Do you want to go there?
No.
I'm having a moment here. Don't mess with me.
You're not going to have a nervous breakdown or kill yourself, are you?
No.
So, there's no chance he'll kill us?
Oh, that was wrong on so many levels.
So good.
That was good.
It's good.
Your lungs are not good. I know we got you out of there a little earlier than you would have wanted. We have to find something to help you. So if you have any ideas, Charlotte.
Dr. Stevens.
Dr. Shepherd, is there something you need?
Yes, Dr. Burke and I have reassessed. We think that there's a chance with the Norwood if Emily can make it through the next 10 hours. Would you look after her for the night?
I was on call last night. But I mean, yeah. Of course.
Good. I've left a list of meds, and you're familiar with pediatric life support?
Got myself certified as soon as I got in the program.
Okay, then.
Is there anything else I should know to look out for?
No. That should do it.
Should I notify Mrs. Russell about
it? No. I've done that. Dr. Stevens, this baby is your responsibility. She better be alive when I get back in the morning.
Okay.
Dr. Shepherd, I found these studies where they used aggressive plasmapheresis. I think these could work on Mr. Mark.
Those are all isolated cases.
Well, still, the studies resulted in improved clinical symptoms.
No trial studies have been done. There is nothing you can do.
Okay, what about thyrotropin?
No.
Okay, the European studies...
Correct. It's over. It's done. You screwed up. Mr. Martin's fried. You fried his brain. He wakes up. You put him in a wheelchair. He dies. You killed him. Deal with it.
Dr. Stevens, baby's VO2 is still 40% after transfusion.
How's our BP doing?
Still low. Last systolic was 52.
Okay, I'm going to push 30 cc's of NS manually.
Nice start. Pressure 65. Surrender myself. Hey, guys.
Okay, really? You think I'm talking to you?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for? When Derek broke up with you, I never once said you're better off without him. It's not supportive, it's condescending. I was there. All I ever am is there for you guys, and the one time I need you. Just go away, Meredith.
Thank you.
fine and she just started squeezing. We're losing her.
I see that. Don't you think I can see that? She needs an airway. Oh, she's clamped down. I can't intubate. We need some help in here.
You want me to get paralytics to relax the muscles?
No, she'll be dead by then. I need a scalpel for Craig.
Have you done one ever?
Of course not. Go! I was going to do upright.
How long has she been unconscious?
She just went down.
Prep OR2, emergency thoracotomy.
Right away.
Christina, we'll be okay. Come on.
She's coding.
Again?
Okay. Turn up the
epidural. Okay. Hey, Dory. What are you doing?
I'm packing.
Dory, you've just had major abdominal surgery. You're not in any
I'm going
condition.
Home, Dr. Gray. I need to go home. I can't be here. I can't watch them die.
They're not dying. They're trying to live. And you leaving them isn't going to help them.
I have three boys who need me.
Your daughters need you.
Don't you understand that I can't do it? I can't do it. They're too sick. They're too hurt.
Which is why they need their mother.
If Emily dies...
Emily dies, it will be horrible. But if Emily dies and you're not here...
I can't even hold them.
But you can sit with them and talk to them and let them know they're not alone in this world. That's all they need. That's all anybody...
What?
I think I know how to help Charlotte. I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner.
What are you doing?
It's called co-bedding. Hospitals sometimes do it with twins when one of them is sick.
And the other one gets better?
It helps.
How?
We don't really know. Sometimes babies get stressed in the ICUs from all the activity. This way, there's someone there to comfort them, to be there with them.
That's excellent blood flow at all three places. You're healing very nicely.
And I locked my new notes.
Well, I'm sure your wife will like it, too. I'm not so sure what she'll say about your new house guests.
Oh. I'm going to let these guys go on a lake near my favorite hiking trail. Save my face. Least I can do for them. And I don't have a wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your wedding ring.
No, I'm divorced. Just never took it off.
By the way, sorry you had to see that little scene earlier.
Oh, you mean talking with the girl who isn't your girlfriend about the girl who you'd like to be your girlfriend?
Yeah. She shouldn't have said that stuff. It's just... very unprofessional.
Yeah. But is it true? Do you like this Meredith person?
I don't think that's really any of your business. She's okay. I like her okay. All right, I love her.
Oh, come on. Don't be embarrassed. I love my wife. But sometimes, no matter how much you love someone, they just can't love you back in the same way. Believe me, son, living with a woman who can't love you back, way lonelier than being alone.
What do you want to do? We can
We can put her on ECMO.
Baby this size, you're risking intracranial hemorrhage.
She's already coded 3 times. You paged Dr. Shepherd?
She called to say you have to handle this for yourself.
What? I'm an intern.
Dr. Stevens?
Just give me a second.
You don't have a second.
Okay, ECMO is too dangerous. We're just going to have to keep her going on epi.
Too much epi, it'll stop her circulation. There's no point in keeping her heart rate up if she doesn't have functioning arms or legs in the morning.
I knew that. I'm sorry. We're just going to have to keep pushing epi. It's our best option. We'll have to find a middle ground. You can do this.
It's been so long, I don't know what to say. I traveled round the deserts on my horse. But jokes aside, I wanna come back home.
I can't believe you would consider moving out of your trailer, the view alone.
See the mist rise off the lake?
Yeah.
I'm not moving.
You're still you?
I'm still me.
Good.
Well, this is it. I'm running out of space. Here's my address.
Where's Emily?
They took her away.
Where? Why didn't you wake me?
Dr. Shepherd told us not to.
What? Where's the baby?
Dr. Stevens, she died half an hour ago.
Now come and meet me on the sunny road.
It wasn't your fault.
You put me in charge. I fell asleep. I killed that baby.
No, you didn't. She was going to die anyway. She had a restricted atrial septum and virtually no aorta. As soon as Dr. Burke opened up her chest, we knew she didn't have a chance.
I don't get it. You order me to stay the night, take care of her. I work my ass off. Doing CPR, pumping her full of every drug on the planet, and... I mean, God, do you have any idea how scared I was? It was all for nothing?
Hardly. If the situation ever comes up again, I know you'll be able to handle the pressure.
You lied to me!
You have to learn distance, Stevens. You'll be a better doctor for it.
A better doctor?
Heard you worked a miracle last night.
She came around so fast, I thought the equipment was malfunctioning. Her sats are completely stable.
She's gonna make it.
Go home, Gray. You've earned it. Gray. Way to go.
Did you hear that? Way to go.
My baby died.
We know.
She just died.
I have an idea.
First person I killed, I was a second year resident, James Hansen. You should go home, Alice. There's nothing you can do here.
Sunday,
Nobody should die alone.
400 years ago, another well-known English guy had an opinion about being alone. John Donne. He thought we were never alone. Of course, it was fancier when he said it.
Don't try and talk. Your windpipe was perforated. Dr. Burke repaired it, and you should be fine. We'll keep you here for at least 10 days for observation. Make sure there's no infection. Maybe just to be on the safe side, one of the 2 weeks.
No man is an island, entire unto himself.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, that's him. I'm lonely, Derek.
Boil down that island talk, and he just meant that all anyone needs is someone to step in. And let us know we're not alone.
Good boy, okay.
And who's to say that someone can't have 4 legs? Someone to play with or run around with. Or just hang out.